This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
Dr. Jing Song Wang is Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Harbor Biomed, a global biotechnology company with operations in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, Boston, Massachusetts, and Shanghai, China. Dr. Wang is also chair of the DIA Regional Advisory Council for China and serves on the steering committee for the DIA China 2019 annual meeting in Beijing in May 2019. I am Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Jing Song to discuss healthcare product development and regulatory review in China, one of the world's largest and still growing healthcare markets. Jing Song, it's a pleasure to be with you again. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
China joined ICH in June 2017 as the eighth global regulatory member. Can you tell me what benefits has China realized from becoming an ICH member since then?
That's a really timely question. To joining ICH is a magnificent milestone for the pharmaceutical industry for China. It is the result of many colleagues in the field and government officials, agencies, and international colleagues or collaborators' joint effort to make this happen. It has great impact for the growth of the China pharmaceutical industry. Sometimes it was called by some its positive impact on the pharmaceutical industry by joining ICH resemble that of what the WTO, World Trade Organization, on China's economic growth in the past. In general, the impact can be divided into three categories. First of all, through the alignment with international standard and guidelines, it greatly enhanced its policy standard and platform buildup in China to enhance the alignment and interactions with global pharmaceutical industry. In the short term, it will promote smooth, more efficient, effective introduction of the global biotech products into China market. In the short term, may generate additional competition. However, in the long run, will benefit the growth of the pharmaceutical industry in China. Thirdly, through the alignment with the global standard, and it will promote the local pharmaceutical industry to rapidly align the product development, the level of innovation and product development strategy with that of a global standard. So promote in short and long term the growth and elevation of the overall quality and standard for Chinese pharmaceutical industry.
So what you've described, these three elements have a future dimension to them, but do you already see today in 2019 some benefits already realized? Perhaps with respect to the final point you made, stimulating the interest and growth of the local Chinese pharmaceutical companies.
What we've seen the last couple of years since joining ICH, we've seen clearly the pace of innovative product moving onto China industry in terms of clinical trial that ongoing marketing effort has been significantly speed up since joining ICH. In addition, we can see clearly more and more local pharmaceutical company adopting the international standard and to have more innovative portfolio to facing the competition from the global partners or counterparts. We're also seeing more and more local company has built their R&D, even commercial elements onto global market in a very short period of time.
Do you see local companies being able to adopt these international standards fairly easily, or have they encountered some very difficult challenges when attempting to adopt these international standards, ICH and others?
So overall, the progress has been obvious and significant. However, different area may have a different level of progression of alignment with global standard. However, we can see that overall, it has progressed significantly compared to just a couple of years ago. And in certain area, it did remain needed considerable effort to be brought to the same standard. as mentioned, an overall level of operation has much closer to the international standard.
Let me move to another very hot topic these days, and that is real-world evidence. What is the current state of using real-world evidence in China to support developing drugs and making regulatory decisions?
That is a relatively new topic, and overall status remain in the exploratory, the beginning stages. However, the passion, the determination of the field to move that direction to align with what's happening in Europe or US has been obvious. Certain areas, certain projects has been initiated as a pilot to drive into that direction. However, to have a countrywide, industry-wide implementation using such data for drug approval and for certain guideline determination remain need additional time to be practical to align with what's been happening in other markets. But overall, and the progression has been fairly rapid, and we're seeing more and more of these activities across the industry. It should take a bit time that we'll see this can be used in actual drug approval.
The collection of real-world evidence depends in many cases on the availability of medical records, and specifically electronic medical records or electronic health records. So in China, what is the state of adoption of electronic health records in hospitals and medical centers? And are they in any way interoperable between hospitals and medical centers, or are they fully isolated, i.e. every hospital or medical center has its own way to collect medical records electronically?
This is a critical question. The quality of the records determine how fast, how high quality data can be integrated into this platform and system. At this point, many of the hospital has adapted the electronic medical record. However, as you mentioned, it is very challenging to have inter-hospital communication on the electronic record, and also additional regulation guidelines on data privacy and other aspects of the data cross-communication remain to be developed. We'll see that a lot of work will need to be done and is happening in China. We'll see in the near future additional effort, additional cross-database communication will happen. And there are some commercial units in the industry play an important role in promoting such crosstalk. We'll see that there will be additional information to be available in the near future.
You mentioned data privacy. Of course, the European Union has established the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. And so I'm wondering whether the Chinese government has something in mind around perhaps new legislation, new regulations about data privacy.
The discussion on this topic has been initiated. However, at this point, there's no actual timeline in terms to come up with such a legislation on this topic.
Are patient groups asking for better data privacy?
It is a general request from the patient to have data privacy. However, this is the area that remain needs additional work from the agency standpoint of view and also from industry interaction with patient and regulatory agency to come up a suitable practical guideline.
Moving to another rather hot topic, immuno-oncology. For companies that are developing immuno-oncology products, what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of working in China? For example, do foreign companies face any significant or unusual obstacles in China, or is the playing field fairly level for both Chinese companies and non-Chinese companies in this space in particular?
Immuno-oncology field has transformed the patient care for patients with cancer. China has made tremendous progress in making significant contribution in the field. At this point, the advantage clearly resides with a significant patient population, especially the immuno-oncology checkpoint, a naive patient population. However, with more and more local company getting into the field with more program in the clinic on the market, that's becoming more competitive. With that, the available patient population will soon resemble that what you see in the advanced markets such as US and EU. However, there are still significant portion of patients either treatment naive or with particular disease type unique to Asia, to China, that remains to be a unique resource. for immuno-oncology. The challenging aspect for carrying out immuno-oncology clinical drug development is the competition. There are numerous companies in the same space develop a similar target without clear differentiation. In that regard, competing from the same patient, same market, which led to repetition or redundancy of the effort. What derived from that is the competition in the price. For that regard, patients certainly can benefit. However, we'll see that more and more companies become more innovative to develop more differentiated, innovative portfolio to serve the patient. Along the same way, multinational companies coming to the China market with more differentiated, more innovative portfolio remain with a clear advantage.
From the viewpoint of the government, are foreign companies treated in the same way as Chinese companies from the standpoint of access to the regulators and the likelihood of the foreign drugs being approved in China?
In short, yes. As long as the product is innovative to serve medical needs for a patient in China, the regulatory agency's policy are equally encouraging those efforts.
Yes, for example, in 2018, I understand that the Chinese government approved some 48 drugs and 79% of those were originating from outside China. Do you think this is a positive sign for non-Chinese companies and their ability to enter the Chinese market with innovative products?
It is a positive sign. However, in the big picture, it is a positive sign for encouraging and promote innovative drug development in China.
Do you think that the pricing of highly innovative products in China, for example, in immuno-oncology, is that pricing affordable to Chinese patients? Maybe in that light, does the healthcare system make these drugs affordable to patients who need them?
Through recent years' effort in terms of healthcare reform, the pricing system definitely has changed compared to previous policy or guideline. In this regard, the innovative drugs certainly have its unique value in terms of serving the patient needs. We're clearly seeing the pricing system as evolving, in accommodating or encouraging innovative drug onto the market to help patients' needs. In this regard, we see more and more patients have access to the most innovative drug, not just developed overseas, but also developing from the domestic companies. We can see clearly the difference in terms of what's the innovative drug on the market and the patient ability to access those innovative drugs.
Thank you, Jing Song. This brings us to the end of our conversation. Very much appreciate your time and insights. Clearly, you have a deep knowledge of the situation in China. So many thanks indeed.
My pleasure.
For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.